I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday we were talking.
Hold on. I gotta play it. You ready? You know this one. We're together all time.
She's a Chippewa?
Chippewa.
Yeah, I think it's Chippewa.
Yeah, so go ahead. You can recap.
All right, so here's the deal. Jamie was down in El Paso yesterday getting a passport. When we talked to you yesterday, Jamie, you mentioned that, you know, with all the things that have been going over the past couple of weeks that have been somewhat of a roadblock for you to get this passport, maybe it's
somewhat.
It was a lot. Maybe it's an omen not to go to the Bahamas on vacation over the July 4th weekend. And then yesterday, you informed us that you got this, was it a DM, a direct message?
I got it on Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter, a direct message.
You got this direct message from a Chippewa.
Yeah.
And she, I guess, is somewhat spiritual and, you know, psychic in a way.
Right. So this happened Saturday. She sent me a note. I was leaving for El Paso on Sunday. Okay. And so then after she sent me this, remember all the things that went down after she sent me this. And it was my son's dad accidentally put Denver, California. I didn't even tell you about this part. Then he drove off and he went to Chatfield and he left all the documents in his car.
Oh.
And we had to go catch a flight in El Paso. So we had to go to Chatfield and go pick up all the stuff out of his truck.
Which is completely the opposite direction.
Totally the opposite. And then, remember, I missed the exit for... I've been to that airport 1,000 times, and I missed the exit for the parking, which has never happened in my entire life. And then my son, remember, he got the COVID vaccine, then he got 102 fever, so then we didn't even know if we were going to make it. Then there was that patch of drywall missing from the plane, which was odd. So she totally got my head. Right? Well, then, as the whole progress goes on and on, like, it is insanity. But here's what she wrote, and then I'll tell you what happened after that, too. Okay? So that was part A, which was Sunday.
Okay?
Hi, Jamie. This is my name, and she spelled it right.
Okay.
So she says, I don't want to butt in, but I feel like I have to because I care. As someone with experience regarding guardian angels, the universe, and Indian Chippewa ways, I would be careful as all the signs are trying to stop you from your trip. I know it sounds crazy, but it is the Chippewa way.
Ooh.
But just something to think about. I'm really sorry for this unsolicited advice, but I must say something to you.
The spirits are talking to her.
Yeah.
Telling her, hey, you got to reach out to Jamie White.
Yeah, exactly.
You
got
to let her know that all these omens that are coming her way, she needs to, you know, adhere to the the warnings.
To the Chippewa way.
And possibly the Chippewa way knows the way.
Yeah, right, because all that stuff happened, right? Hell. I mean, just pure hell up till Sunday, right? And then I read this, and it's in my head, and then my girlfriend's like, So now it's we are ready to roll with this whole passport thing. So I give them all the documentations, and I said that our flight's at 4:41, and they say, oof. And I go, well, it said that you're on the actual online, it says you guys close at 3, so I would figure that it'd all be sealed up. And she goes, no, we close to the general public at 3, but we still process it through 4.
Ooh.
So we can't get it done until 4. I was like, wait, what?
And the flight is at 4:40.
4:41.
4:41.
4:41.
Well, at that point, every minute counts.
Yeah, exactly right. And so They called us. I think I posted it, the phone number, at 3:20 p.m. Right? They called us at 3:20. We walk over to the passport place, and then all of a sudden my kid goes, "Oh my God, Mom, I forgot my backpack at the hotel. It has my laptop in it."
Oh, crap.
Oh, my. You want to see a happy mom? You want to see a happy mom? You want to see the happiest mom ever? Want to see one? Want to see one? And so I'm like, it's 109 degrees. So we have to walk back to the hotel. We get it. It is there. Thankfully, it's there. But then we have to go back to the passport agency. The lady has the key in her hand.
Oh.
She's ready to lock up because we're the last passport to be processed. And they normally close at 3, but they process through 4. So now we're at the passport place until 3:48. No, yeah, 3:38. So we're there. And then so then the guy wants to chit-chat.
Because you got all day.
We got all day. Yeah. And he's like, you need to sign these documents. And then he was telling me how so many people fly to El Paso from Hawaii to get their passport. He goes, I don't know what's going on with the agency in Colorado, but we have people every day come from Colorado. And he goes, also, I don't know what... And here's me. I don't care. I don't care. I see it in your hands. Yeah. I see it in your hands!
Give it to me. I gotta go. I gotta go.
But I have to be nice to him because it's in his hands.
Yeah, he could take it away.
Yeah, and so he's like, and tons of people from Hawaii come to El Paso all the time. Yeah. Did you enjoy your stay
maybe,
here?
Maybe you should have slipped him a 20 and just grab it.
Oh my God, I was going to go under the bulletproof glass and just like, come on, let's go! I go, yeah, that's funny. I said, well, our flight's leaving in about 41 minutes, so we're going to get out of here. Escadoodle. So then we run to the hotel to try to find, my son is running and trying to find an Uber on his phone because he has the app. Well, he's like, Bob, and he's running. He's like, it's saying that they can't find a located car for 20 minutes. I go, no, 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 we don't have that time. I go, time. And so now I'm sitting there, and that's when you asked me, how's it going? And I was online trying to find a Southwest flight, a United flight, a Frontier flight, anything later, because we're not making it to the airport at all.
More than likely.
No, we're not. It's 4. It's like 4 o'clock. We have to be at the airport by 4. Right. Yeah. The end time to check in is 4:26.
Yeah, you're supposed to be there an hour before your flight takes off.
Well, right. And the minimum. The door closes or whatever at 4:26. We're at 4 o'clock in El Paso, and we haven't even gotten a car yet.
Oof.
So we're not going to make it. I'm okay. We're okay. I start looking up flights. Well, everything's sold out. So now I'm like, I said to him, I go, buddy, we're just staying at this hotel. And he's like, Mom, let's just try. Should we get this? I was like, no. Because he's like, I'm like, you care more about your friends than your mom and her job. But okay, it's fine. He's like, I wanted to play tennis tomorrow. We got all this stuff. I'm like, oh my God, it's not about you. So anyway, so that was another fight because we got to fight a lot during this last 2 days. Because he's 15 and I'm not. Anyway, so I say to the hotel guy, can you hurry up and get us cab? Because I don't know what we're going to do. And he goes, let me get the hotel car. I think we can get it. So we get in the hotel car. Yes, we're so happy. He's like, it's so close. We'll make it. Because we'll get there by 4:20. He goes, it's super empty airport. It'll be fine. I go, well then we have 6 minutes.
Wow.
So then we get there. Well, first there's traffic. And then the guy's like, I think, aren't you on United? I go, we'll just run. We got this. And so we start running. We get there. All right, no, now we have 4 minutes. We're going to make it in 4 minutes. And so we get all our stuff, and then my bag gets stopped.
Oh.
I have water in my
bag. Oh, no!
I have a bottle of freaking... You guys, you've never seen a grown woman sweat so much in her life. Even my crotchy was wet. Just from sweat.
Why didn't you just toss him the bottle and say, we got to go?
Because they hold it there because they have to go make sure everything's
no,
fine.
No, they have to search the entire bag. Yeah.
You can't just yell out, it's just water! I forgot! Oh my God, we have 4 minutes!
Yeah.
So then the guy in front of us, he had pot on him, and so they had to stop him, and then the other person was arguing about a taser gun or something, I don't know. And so then we like run, and I mean, we're sweating, even my kid is sweating, so we get there, and we are just getting on at the plane, so we get on the plane. Oh my God, and I'm crying because we made it. Like I got emotional because I think because I worked out.
It's a lot of stress.
Yeah. It is a lot of stress.
Right? So we're on the plane, so everything's fine. Okay, so we get going, and all of a sudden, bing, bing, bing. And so we're like, oh my God, what is that? My son goes, Mom, what is that? I go, sometimes parents do whatever it takes to make sure their kid doesn't cry, and they'll let him push the bing button. you know, the flight attendant call button. Mm-hmm. And he's like, really? I go, well, I never let you push it. And the flight attendant's standing up like, hold her hands like, what? And then it's going, bing, 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 bing. And then we're like, oh, my God. And so finally, then it's like, bing, 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 bing. So she goes back there, and then she makes an announcement. It's broken.
Oh,
man.
The flight.
So it's going to stay on during the entire flight?
It's stayed on the entire flight.
Oh, no.
The entire flight until we landed.
Tell me you had headphones.
Oh, my God. No, I did not have headphones.
I would have requested them.
Yeah.
So then it bings all the time. So then we're starving. We land. We go to P.F. Chang, right?
Yeah.
The chick that's waiting on me is my ex-boyfriend's girl that he was stooping.
What?
Yeah. And she won't bring us our food.
She's holding your food hostage.
This is ridiculous.
And so then the other waiter comes up. He goes, did you have the hot and sour soup? I go, yeah, I'm kind of sick. And so I just wanted the hot and sour soup. And he's like, I don't know what's going on with her, why she won't serve you. I go, well, I do.
He's like, it's been sitting there for 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And so finally, and she's just so odd and weird. And I'm like, this has been years. Like, just give me my damn
just get over it.
Kung Pao chicken and call it a day, man.
I think I would have left there thinking she's going to poison me.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you know she hacked in it. Yeah. I know she did. So then we got home, and then the next thing I know, I wake up at 2 a.m., and I'm sicker than a dog. Mm. And as you know, I've been laying on the floor.
Yeah.
Have I not during the breaks?
Yeah,
I've been laying on the floor all morning because I have a sinus infection, an ear infection, or something. So I don't know. Maybe she has something?
Who?
The Chippewa.
Oh, it's been a while since we talked about
right,
her.
There's a lot that's happened.
There's a lot of cheese in that.
You know what? I think there may be something to the Chippewa warning.
I really don't know, being serious with you.
Bing,
yeah.
Bing. Because so much has happened over the past few weeks that maybe she's sensing something. I don't know. Maybe you should think about this.
I've been flying since I was like 14, and I've never had a stuck call button.
I have never had that either. No.
And wow. Man, that's annoying.
Right.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.